If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien. Has all that great music behind our cow commercials, and will do so in perpetuity.
Eternal Badger.
You got it, yep. All right, let's have some more good music.
What you got?
Well, Hot Club of Cowtown riding along with us. You can't do any better than them, and they're telling you it's all your fault.
It's your fault.
And Hot Club of Cowtown agrees with me.
It's
all your fault, they just said.
Hold on.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I blame our father.
Oh, okay.
For actually a lot of things.
Okay. All right. And rightfully so.
Yeah. For my love for cowboy poetry.
There you go. Yeah. I have to go along with that.
I won't throw him under the bus until a little later.
Oh, okay.
Because I got some things to. I got a few bones to pick.
You got to cleanse your soul.
Well, there's a few bad habits I picked up from our father.
Yeah.
Right?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yes. Yeah. So I blame.
Yeah.
My wife.
You blame your wife.
And my mother.
Yes, and your mother.
For dragging me.
Oh, but for you, you were a bit, you
I have
were drug.
A drug problem.
You were drug, weren't you?
I have a drug problem, yes.
You were drug to church.
Church, yes.
You're a drug out of bed.
Yeah, that's right.
Drug to school.
That's right.
Right? Drug out to do the chores.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And Tina fell right in.
Yeah.
Fell right in.
She agreed with what Mom had started.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, smart woman.
Well, you know, anybody that has any ounce of smarts, will say their better half is their better half.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Every good horseman knows it's all about the mare.
There you have it.
And that's a pretty simple statement.
Yeah, you know, we got good kids. It wasn't because of me.
That's exactly what I said. And I even say Jacqueline and I have good kids in spite of us, not because of us.
Well, there is that, too.
But I think it's more because of Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt. And, okay, going back let's go back to Dad.
He did a lot of babysitting.
See? Now, he did some great things for us.
Oh, man. My gosh. Wouldn't change a thing.
Our love for horses.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly, comes from that man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's all his fault. I blame him.
I blame him.
And therefore, I'm broke. So I can blame him.
Yeah, but it's raining horses. Yeah,
right. Well, like Yvonne Hollenbeck says, there's money in horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just insurance and. Hay and tack
and a truck and a trailer
and more horses
and ropes
and more horses
and more horses. Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But our father served in World War II.
Yep.
What a great patriot
he
was. Went down to the Naval Recruiting Office Monday morning, December 8th.
Yep.
1941, and enlisted.
He went through all 4 years.
Yes, he did. So
our sense of
patriotism, we owe to our father.
Absolutely.
Although our mother jumped in there right along with it.
Absolutely. You know what? Great two patriots. You can't ask for better patriots.
Couldn't have asked for better parents. Yep.
Or teachers or disciplinarians.
Well, there you go. So along those same lines, Dad was a sailor.
Yeah, yes.
And you know where I'm headed with
this. Yes, I am.
Yes.
I do know.
Yes. Dad spent 4 years in the South Pacific as a sailor.
As a sailor. Yes.
Therefore.
I swear.
I am a sailor, therefore I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I got to go along with an outfitter as well.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So.
Yeah. All right. So he learned to cuss honestly, first as a sailor and then as a dude wrangler.
That's right.
A dude outfitter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, taking dudes hunting.
That is.
Well, that's a whole other subject, and we'll have to talk about that.
We'll have
that.
To do a whole show
We will. But how about a little bit of cowpoke poetry? Well, you know what? When things are bad, just keep riding, even if it bucks. Certain days turn out better than others. You may win some, but some you will lose. I'd take the good ones if I had my druthers, but you do not always get to choose. When the day starts out with a snorty colt, let this be your mantra and your crux. It might feel like you're forking a lightning bolt. Just keep riding, even if it bucks. When the heifers go out on a walkabout, because your neighbors don't like to fence, it will give you something to talk about in a conversation somewhat tense. But you assure them that you will gather just as soon as the first chicken clucks. While they work themselves into a lather, you keep riding, even if it bucks. The bank loan officer stops by the house to discuss a lien against your place. He includes the building, stock, and your spouse while he's evaluating your case. He explodes in righteous indignation because your record keeping really sucks. While he rues granting your application, you keep riding, even if it bucks. The livestock barns and cattle buyers know too well your bottle-teated cows, your rank herd of bovine frequent flyers, and all of the faults that they espouse. You might as well just give them all away when you pull in with your cattle trucks. But you run them through the sale anyway, and keep riding, even if it bucks. You have fed all your neighbor's stock so far to pay bills and try to make ends meet. But those poor folks are as broke as you are and can't pay for the hay their cows eat. So you try raising llamas and some emus, guinea hens and oriental ducks. But as their mortality rate accrues, you keep riding, even if it bucks. This ranching life is a challenge at times, but you have known no other living. While subsisting off of nickels and dimes, with fewer taking and more giving. With the livestock market and the weather and your savings account all in flux, you hold on tight, just grabbing for leather, and keep riding, even if it bucks. Yep, just keep riding.
Yeah,
it.
That,
well, what else are you going to do?
Whip and spur.
Yeah, or give up, right?
Lay down and die.
Lay down and die.
Right,
yeah.
Like a mutton. Ooh,
just lay down, yeah, and be done, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how about a little Dick's pick?
Ooh, classic.
Yeah, yeah. So who's singing?
Carolina Cotton.
Ooh, the Blonde Bombshell.
Yeah.
Woohoo. What's she singing?
Singing on the Trail.
Very nice.
Hearts like airy, nothing but blue skies prevail. My spurs are a-jingling, their joy bells ringing, singing my song of the trail. Singing my song of the trail. Singing my song of the trail. Now I love a cowboy, a rodeo cowboy. I'm riding to meet him today. To others farewell, I could tell that he fell when I serenaded this way. Singing my song of the trail. And my song of the trail. Now he's herded cattle from Butte to Seattle. He's rattled his spurs in Cheyenne. But there's where I caught him, and I've almost got him in front of the minister man. Singing my song of the trail. And my song of the trail. Now up at the altar, I'll slip on the halter. We'll hitch at the old hitching rail. Then off to our hideaway, we're gonna ride away, singing my song of the trail. Singing my song of the trail. My song of the trail.
Oh, man, woohoo! Yeah, Blonde Bombshell. Good
man,
stuff there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I blame you.
Okay, I'll
right,
blame you.
That's
then.
Fine. Sounds yeah. good, but we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial.
I blame
and
you.
And when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.